Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I do want to say before we move on is that out of IHOP, the International House of Prayer Kansas City, which we'll be talking a lot about, and you can find out about them at ihop.org, is, by the way, in our prayer and fasting community that we have, you know, that, you know, as we were searching and trying to find, you know, how do we do this, God? How do we walk out 24 hours of prayer? You know, that the Lord led me to what my Bickle had been laboring since 1998, which is really interesting. That's exactly when, you know, he led us to where we were going in 1998. And it's also exactly when, you know, God wrapped up telling Rick Joyner about the vision where he signed the call, book called The Call. And it tells about three armies, you know, and
powerful.
Little did I know, we were reading our autobiography that we would walk. And it was in 1998. It was November 1998.
Yeah, I remember that.
And so, but in that, you know, as we begin to pray, you know, God begins to move. As a matter of fact, when I'm talking to you on VFN radio right now, and those that are watching, you know, VFN TV around the world, that that came out of prayer. It just came out of prayer that we begin to pray and seek God. But there comes a point in time, God answers prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're seeing him answer quickly. Sometimes he's moving the world around. And I know that when we were unfolding vision for what God's called us to do at Vine Fellowship Network, I was meeting with the leaders at our annual leadership meeting, gathering, and I was sharing with them, you know, what God was going to do through VFN radio and VFN TV and all of this. And as I began to share what he was doing, and it kind of played what we're doing right now, but it was in the prophetic, if you would, that God just showed up. Do you remember that?
That was powerful.
It was so powerful. Mm. You know, and those that are listening, you know, in the VFN family, your leaders, they can remember this. It was so powerful that people began to weep and the anointing drop. And I know that we're talking to you right now on VFN radio because this is the will of God.
That's right.
It's for us. This is what he wanted to do. He wanted to be a mouthpiece. He wanted us to surrender our mouths and our hearts to him so he could speak to you and begin to tell you that he desires a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he sowed a son so that he could reap a family. He's Father God. Jesus is our Lord, our Savior, our soon coming King, but he's also our elder brother. We are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We have brothers and sisters in the Lord. We have mothers and fathers in the Lord. We're family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the enemy is just totally just exploded and just fragmented our understanding of family. The reason why is he does not want us to experience what God created us for. But guess what? God's raising up a voice. He's turning the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers. And so be encouraged, you know, through what you're hearing on VFN radio and VFN TV. You're going to be hearing a lot of testimonies and people whose hearts have been healed.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.